Now let's head back to the gym for the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Well, welcome back to the Smith Complex. Game number two of our doubleheader here today between Midland and Hastings. Midland is up to the plate to begin game number two, and immediately they get a base hit to left center field. Just like that as Jordan Van Atta pulls up to second base for a double to the very first pitch. Jordan Van Atta hops on the starter here for Hastings in game number two. That's Eric Antilla. So Midland, who scored a run in the first ball game today in the first inning of play, went on to beat Hastings by a score of 4-0. It's a base runner on here to begin game number two. Jordan Van Atta, he doubles to a left center field, rolls all the way to the wall out there, and Van Atta pulls up at second base. So Eric Antilla is your starter for Hastings in game number two here today. He works from the stretch. Here's a ball that's going to be bunted foul on the third base side. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. This is Vinny Orsi at the plate now for Midland. He's going to be the shortstop in game number two. Zach Kinsella is the left fielder. He will bat third, and we'll see Jake Loftus, the second baseman. So Midland wins the first ball game by the score of 4-0 today. Hastings could manage only 5 base hits in the ball game. Midland had only 6 base hits, but Hastings had a couple of errors in the contest. And they go on to beat Hastings 4-0. The Broncos had base runners on at first and second base in the seventh inning of play, but Midland turns a double play to get out of the inning. Antilla on the bunt grabs the ball and goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. This is a sacrifice works as the base runner is moved along to a third base on the play. Vinny Orsi is thrown out of the play. So now there's one man out, and there's a base runner at third base for Midland. That's going to be a Van Atta. Zach Kinsella, the left fielder, will come to the plate next. He is batting in the number three position for Midland here in game number two. So Eric Antilla on the mound for Hastings with Tanner Santorelli behind the plate. There's a big swing and a miss. No balls and one strike to Kinsella. Drew Clark is at first base for Hastings in game number two. Jake Steets is at second. Mitchell Marquardt is at shortstop, and Drew McGee is out at third base. Trent Neal is out in left field. Connor Thomas out in center. And Tanner Campbell is out in right field for Hastings here in game number two. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. The count goes to no balls and two strikes here to Zach Kinsella. Kinsella bats from the right-hand side, wears number 9 on his uniform. Had a base on balls. He flew out once. Had a single, and he walked in the first ball game today for Midland. Here's the next pitch outside for a ball. And the count goes to 1-2. So after the first ball game of the victory by the Warriors, Midland is now 34-14 in the season, 13-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings falls to 12-21, 6-9 in conference play. There's a foul ball down to third base side, and the count remains at 1-2. After Kinsella, there's Jake Loftus, the second baseman, Dylan Steyer, the right fielder, John Nettles, the designated hitter, Garrett Mills, the first baseman, Miguel Romalo, the third baseman, and Cole Gray, the center fielder. That's your batting order for Midland, as the next pitch is going to be outside and down low for a ball. 2-2 now to Zach Kella. With a base runner on at third base, that's going to be Jordan Van Atta, who led off this second ball game with a double to left center field. Eric Antilla working from the stretch, right-handed thrower, throws into the plate, a breaking pitch that's swung on and missed. He strikes him out. So Zach Kinsella gets a strikeout here in inning number one. First strikeout of the ball game for Eric Antilla. That's going to bring up Jake Loftus next. Antilla so far this season for Hastings College has recorded no wins and 4 losses on the year. He's got an ERA of 6.91. He's thrown 41 2/3 innings, giving up 61 hits and 38 runs. 32 of those have been earned, 18 base on balls, 21 strikeouts. Teams are batting .347 against him. His next pitch to the plate is going to be outside and down low for a ball. 1-0 now to Jake Loftus, who's at second base for Midland here in game number two. Hit into a double play, laid down a sacrifice, struck out once, and reached on a fielder's choice in game number one. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 2-0 the count. Antilla with 32 base on balls and 21 strikeouts in his 41 2/3 innings thrown so far for the Broncos. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on, hit to the left side fielder there by McGee at third. His throw over to first base is in time, and Hastings gets out of the inning with no damage done here. So Van Adden gets a double to lead off the ball game here. The sacrifice, the strikeout, and the ground out, and Midland unable to put anything across the plate here in game number two, in inning number one. Midland scores no runs on a base hit, no errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score of Midland nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
Did you know that Denim Day began in Italy when a high court judge found a driving instructor not guilty of raping his student because he said her jeans were too tight? When this happened, women in Italy began wearing jeans to work to protest the judge's ruling, and then the movement spread to the U.S. in 1999. The SASSA Crisis Center is encouraging businesses, schools, and individuals to wear jeans to work on Wednesday, April 23rd, to signify that rape is not perpetuated by the victim. For more information on Denim Day, please contact the SASSA Crisis Center at 463-4677. PSA is funded by the Sexual Assault Services Program Grant and the Victims of Crime Act.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings, second half of our doubleheader at the Smith Complex. Midland winning the first ball game by a score of 4-0. We go to the bottom half of the first, and Hastings will send up Trenton Neal, Drew McGee, and Mitchell Marquardt. Jake Seitz will batter the number four position here this afternoon, followed by Drew Clark and Connor Thomas. Tyler Delafonte will be seventh, and it's Tanner Campbell, Tanner Santarelli. Round out the batting order for Hastings here in the second half of the twin bill. Bennett Shills is going to be your starting pitcher for Midland here in the second ball game. He is 3-0 on the season. A big right-handed thrower here. As he offers one to the plate, it's going to be in there for a strike, and the count is one ball and one strike here to Trenton Neal for Hastings. Shills has got two saves to his credit, 38 and two-thirds innings thrown. There's a ground ball towards short. Orsi goes to his left, and he can't get to it. It's in the center field for a base hit. So Trenton Neal leads off this second ball game with a base hit to center, and that's going to bring up Drew McGee. Again, Shills has thrown 38 and two-thirds innings, giving up the 42 hits, 18 runs. 16 of those have been earned, 19 base on balls. He's got 19 strikeouts. Team's batting .282 against him. Hastings gets to him here in the first inning with a base hit from Trenton Neal to lead off the Hastings half of the first. And this is Drew McGee coming up there next. He scores around the bunt, leads it down to first base side. Fielded there. He gets by the first baseman and then sliding into the bag down there is Drew McGee. Kind of eludes the first baseman, Garrett Mills, who tried to tag him out. And for a slide into the bag there at first. And McGee is ruled out down there as Garrett Mills gets it to Jake Loftus, who is covering the bag down there. That's the first out of the inning. Moving down to second base under play is going to be Trenton Neal as a sacrifice works. Hastings has got a base runner on in scoring position down there at second in the form of Trenton Neal. Mitchell Marquardt to the plate next for Hastings. There's a ground ball again. Orsi has got it at short, bobbles it, grabs it, throws it to first. That's going to be in time. Mitchell Marquardt is thrown out in the play from short to first. Moves the base runner along to third base now for Hastings. There's two men out of the inning, and that's going to bring up Jake Steets next. Jake Steets will bat from the right-hand side. He's the second baseman for the Broncos here in this ball game. Steets, a 6'1", 175-pounder out of Cherry Hills Village, Colorado. So he sings with a base runner on at third base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Here it's going to be outside and down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Hastings shut out in game number one, 4-0 as Midland won the contest. Broncos had five base hits. They left five base runners on the base pads, unable to scratch out a run. There's a ball hit right out in front of the plate, fielded there by Schultz, the pitcher, who underhands it to first base. That's in time. And neither team able to score here in inning number one. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, one man left on base. We've played one. The score, Hastings nothing and Midland nothing.
Hi, I'm Carrie Huber, the project director of ASAP in Hastings, and I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the National Drug Take Back Day on Saturday, On this day, you're invited to bring in your unused and expired medication or over-the-counter medication so that it can be disposed of in an environmentally safe method. Medication should never be thrown into the garbage or flushed into the sewer system, as this has potential to reach our groundwater. On Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Medication Take-Back Day will take place at South Heartland District Health Department, located at 606 North Minnesota in Hastings. So please gather up all of your unused and expired medication and bring it to the National Drug Take-Back Day. If you have questions, feel free to give me a call at ASAP at 402-463-0524. My number again is 402-463-0524. Sponsors for the Medication Take-Back Day are South Heartland District Health Department, the Hastings Police Department, and ASAP, Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention. And we hope to see you on Saturday the 26th.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Midland winning the first ball game of two by a score of 4-0 over the Broncos. We are scoreless here in game number two as Midland comes to bat here in the top half of the second inning. The second ball game today is going to be a nine-inning affair. That's the way they've been doing it in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this year. The first game is a seven-inning affair. The second one is nine as they try to prepare teams for the postseason run. We'll see some nine-inning ball game. So this one was scheduled for nine here today at the Smith Complex. This is Dylan Steyer. He knocks that one right to third base. Picked up there by Hastings as Drew McGee goes across the diamond for the out. McGee to Clark as Dylan Steyer is retired in the play from third to first base. And that's going to bring up John Nettles next. Or Needles. John Needles, the designated hitter, coming up there next for Midland. Did not play in game number one. Batting average at .378 on the season. He's a left-handed hitter. He has got 34 base hits and 90 trips to the plate. He has scored 27 runs. Here comes the pitch here. It's going to be hit right towards second base. Jake Steets picks it up on the hop and goes to first base. That's in time. So Needles grounds out to second base. Two men up, two men down for Midland here in the second. That's going to bring up Garrett Mills next. He's the first baseman. Garrett Mills up there. He played in game number one. He was 0 for 3. Mills flew out once to left field. Grounded out twice to the shortstop. So Garrett Mills, who started the day with a batting average of .320, still looking for his first base hit in the twin bill here today, batting in the number 7 position for Midland. Taps the corner of the plate. Now he's set to go as Eric Antilla throws under the plate, and that's going to be down low for a ball. So 1-0 the count. Conference ball game here today between Midland and Hastings. Both Dakota Wesleyan and Morningside in action today with the non-conference games. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, 1-1 the count. To go to Wesleyan playing Gustavus Adolphus today in a non-conference game. Graceland is taking on Morningside up in Sioux City. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 2 balls and 1 strike. Hastings and Doan here on Thursday at the Smith Complex beginning at 4:30. Hastings and Concordia on Friday here at the Smith Complex beginning at 4:30. Next pitch is going to be fouled down the right field side. Unable to get to it is Tanner Campbell, the right fielder. So it's going to be a long strike, and the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. We'll have the games on Thursday and Friday here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show with the coach at 4:15. This is the final week of the regular season of the GPAC. If Hastings is able to qualify for the GPAC tournament next week, we'll be in Mitchell, South Dakota for action on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week. There's a ball hit right back up through the middle. Hopping away from that one was the pitcher, Antilla. That one is in the center field for a base hit. Garrett Mills with a hard-hit ball back up through the middle as Antilla skips away from that one on the pitcher's mound. That's the second base hit of the ball game for Midland as Garrett Mills gets aboard here. And that's going to bring up Miguel Romalo next. He is the third baseman. Where's number 13? He was aboard in game number one today, drew a base on balls, reached on an error, and also flew out to center field in his plate appearances for Midland. And here's the pitch to him by Antilla. It's going to be in there for a strike. 0-1 to Miguel Romalo, who started the day with a batting average of .248 for the Warriors. Drew Clark will hold on to base runner at first base. That is Garrett Mills. Cole Gray is in the on-deck circle here for Midland. He would bat next. Throw over to first base. That's not in time. Is back in there easily with Garrett Mills. Here's Eric Antilla again working from the stretch. Offers this one up to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Attempt for game number two Here in Hastings, 72 degrees. The winds continue to blow out of the northeast at about 20 miles per hour. Not a cloud in the sky here this afternoon. Next pitch, hope it's going to go over to first base instead. Back in there again is going to be Garrett Mills. We told you in the first ball game, Middle likes to run the base pads. They've got 69 stolen bases so far this year in 86 attempts. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball that stays up high. And the count goes to 2 balls. And 1 strike now to Miguel Romalo. Cole Gray scheduled up there next for Midland. Dressed in their white pants and their navy blue tops here this afternoon with the orange trim. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away back to the screen. And the count is still at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings dressed in their all whites here this afternoon with their burgundy trim, burgundy numbers. Hastings playing 6 home games here this week to wrap up the regular season. After playing a majority of their conference games on the road here this year until this point. Taking a lead down here at first base is Mills. Pretty good lead down there. Throw over there. Not in time. Applying the tag was Drew Clark. Head first slide back in there was Garrett Mills. Down remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes here at the plate. On the third baseman for Midland, Miguel Romalo. Here's the ball. It's going to be popped up. Right field, Campbell looking up, battling the sun out there, and he makes the catch. As Miguel Romalo will fly out to the right fielder for Hastings, Tanner Campbell. And the inning is over for the Warriors. They score no runs on a base hit, no errors, 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score, Midland nothing, Hastings nothing.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Smith Complex, Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings nothing and Midland nothing. As the Broncos will come to bat here in the bottom half of the second inning, Drew Clark, Connor Thomas, Tyler Delafonte, numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order for the Broncos. The face Bennett Shills, the starting pitcher for Midland, who comes out here in game number 2. Drew Clark will take a pitch outside and down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. So Drew Clark, the first baseman up there for Hastings here in the second inning of play with a club in hand. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be lying down the third base side. It's going to be in foul territory. 1-1 the count. Clark started the day with a batting average of .338. He was 1 out of 3 from the plate in game number 1. Had a single in the seventh inning of play. Flew out to left field and grounded out once. Here comes the next pitch. It's a check swing there. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes now to Drew Clark here in the second inning. Clark, the number 5 hitter in the batting order. Here comes Shills with the next pitch. It's a fastball that's going to be again fouled on the third base side. 1-2 the count. Steve Sponberg, the head coach down there in the third base coaching box for the Broncos. Blake Marquardt over there in the first base side as they trying to get something going here. The Broncos were shut out in game number 1. Here comes the next pitch, hit to the right side, right to the first baseman Mills. He goes over and taps the bag, and Drew Clark is retired in the play, 3 unassisted. First baseman Garrett Mills getting the easy put out at first base. Connor Thomas comes up there next. He's out in center field for Hastings in game number 2 today. Thomas did not play in game number 1. His batting average at .297 in the season. 11 base hits and 37 trips to the plate. He has scored 4 runs. No home runs and 3 RBIs. Bats here on the right-hand side. It will take a pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Nothing and 1. The counter, Thomas. He has walked 2 times. He has struck out 9 times for Hastings College. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit to the right side, and that's going to get through there for a base hit. Right in between Mills, the first baseman, and Loftus, the second baseman. into right field for a base hit. So Connor Thomas gets aboard here for Hastings with a single. That is the second base hit for Hastings here in game number two. That's going to bring up Tyler Delafonte next. Delafonte is the designated hitter here in game number two today. Delafonte played out in right field in game number one. Had a single. Grounded out once, and he struck out once. And he'll take his strike here, nothing and one, to Tyler Delafonte, who started the day with a batting average of .222. Delafonte is a senior from Greeley, Colorado. 5'10", 165-pounder. Connor Thomas is your base runner down there at first. He'll stay put as the ball is going to be popped up here. Shallow center field. Coming on is Gray, and he's going to make the catch. Tyler Delafonte will fly out to the center fielder, Cole Gray. So now there's two men out for Hastings here in this second inning as Tanner Campbell comes up there next for the Broncos. Campbell did not play in game number one. Comes into play here with a batting average of .257. He's got 18 base hits and 70 trips to the plate. He has scored 5 runs. No home runs, 14 RBIs this year. Throw over the first base, not in time as Thomas is back in there. Connor Thomas in stealing bases so far this year has not attempted one. Campbell, he's got 14 base on balls, and he's got 21 strikeouts. He takes a strike there. Nothing and one to Tanner Campbell. Those 14 base on balls and 21 strikeouts lead the team in those categories. Thomas again taking his lead down there at first base. There he goes. The pitch is going to be hit right to the third baseman and off of his glove. Romalo could not control it. Around the bag at second. Pulling up at third base on the play is going to be Thomas. Pulling up at second base is going to be Campbell. A hard hit ball right to the third baseman. Miguel Romalo couldn't control it. It's going to be a base hit here for Hastings. And now the Broncos have runners on at second and third base. Thomas was going on the pitch, so he gets the third base easily on the play. Andrew Campbell pulls up at second base here for Hastings. Campbell gets a double for the Broncos. That's going to be his fourth double of the season. And now Tanner Santorelli will come to the plate next. He's the catcher. Santorelli batting in the number nine position here in the second half of the twin bill, and he'll take a strike here. Nothing in one, so the Broncos with two men out here in the second inning with runners now at second and third base. Santorelli popped one to the first baseman. It was his only plate appearance in game number one. He was hit for in the fifth inning, so he was 0 for 1 officially. Santorelli started the day with a batting average of .283. The count to him is at 1-1 here in the second inning of play with a couple of runners in scoring position at second and third base. Here comes the next pitch by Shills. That's going to be inside and down low for a ball. 2-1. Bennett Shills is on the plate or on the mound for Midland here in the second half with a twin bill with Jordan Van Atta behind the dish. Romalo, Orsi, Loftus, and Mills in the infield from third base to first. Here comes the next pitch. Ball hit to second base. Loftus scoops it up. He's got time. He goes to first base, and the inning is over. Santorelli grounds out on the play from second to first. So the Broncos with some hope, at least in their second inning. They get a couple of runners in scoring position at second and third, but can't cross the plate here. They scored no runs on a couple of base hits. No errors on Midland. Two men left on base. We played two with a score of Midland nothing, Hastings nothing.
The Hastings Tribune has the spring sports covered. Bronco baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer, plus state and national sports. Also, local sports stories are available on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Get in the game and subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Our e-edition is free when you do. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
At Pinnacle Bank, we set out to share the true meaning of community.
If I had to describe community, it would be family.
Loyalty.
Coming together to help each other.
We watch each other's back.
Working together for a common goal, and hopefully having a little bit of time to celebrate it when it's all done.
And what we found is that we're nothing without each other.
I think all of us need one another.
Watch the Community Matters series at whycommunitymatters.com. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Midland in the second half of our twin bill here today. Hastings dropping the first game to the Warriors by the score of 4-0. And so far, it is scoreless. Here in the second half of the doubleheader as Eric Antilla comes back out for Hastings to throw here in inning number three. Cole Gray is going to come up there. He's a center fielder. Numbers 9, 1, and 2 in the batting order here from Midland to face Eric Antilla and the Broncos in the third. And the first couple of pitches, one ball and one strike now to Cole Gray. He's laying out in center field. Gray started the day with a batting average of 323. Flew out to center. A double and a single in the first ball game. There's a foul tip at the plate. And the count is at one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count here to Gray. Then we'll see Jordan Van Atta and also Vinny Orsi here in this inning. If any of those guys can get aboard, we'll see Zach Kinsella. Hastings down 12-21 in the season after the loss in the opener. 6-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Still in the hunt to finish in the top eight of the conference standings, which would push them into the conference tournament next week. There's a called third strike on the inside corner right at the knees and a good-looking ball thrown by Eric Antilla as Cole Gray goes down. A strikeout victim. It's going to be strikeout number two in the ball game for Antilla. So one man out now here in the third. It's going to bring up Jordan Van Atta. Van Atta had a double to lead off the second ball game here today, but then Midland unable to score. There's the ball hit down the third baseline. That's going to be in foul territory. Scooting right on by the third baseman, Drew McGee, over there for Hastings. The guy has had no balls and one strike. So we're back to the top of the order here for Midland. Van Atta in the first contest today. Reached on a single. Flew out to right field. Reached on an error and reached on a fielder's choice. So it was on the base pads quite a bit there, but not a whole lot of productivity in the statistics. Second pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side. No balls and two strikes on Jordan Van Atta, who bats here from the right-hand side. Here's the next pitch by Antilla. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-2 the count. So Van Atta now looking at a 1-2 count. He's a senior from Portland, Oregon. He's actually a transfer kid, we understand, from the University of Texas. Next pitch is going to be down low and in the dirt there by Antilla. The count goes to two balls and two strikes. Antilla started the day with a batting average of 426 for Midland. A good hitting ball club. Again, their team average is sitting at 318 as far as plate production is concerned. Here comes the next pitch by Antilla. Swung on and missed. He strikes him out. So a couple of strikeouts here for Eric Antilla in this third inning. One to Cole Gray. The other one to Jordan Van Atta. And now Vinny Orsi comes to the plate next. Orsi laid down a sacrifice back in the first inning of play. In the first ball game, he had a sacrifice. He popped one back to the first baseman. Had a triple in the fifth inning of game number one. Came around to score a run. Had a double in inning number seven. So Orsi was a tough out in the opener. He fouls away the first pitch here. No balls and one strike. So Vinny Orsi to the plate now. Senior from Omaha Gross. Batting from the right-hand side. Eric Antilla, a right-handed thrower here for Hastings. The big windup and delivery. Took something off of that one. Way out in front of the swing and a miss was Vinny Orsi. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Tyler Stender was the pitcher for Hastings in game number one. He went all the way here today. But lost the decision 4-0 to Midland. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-2 the count. Stender went seven innings, gave up four runs, six base hits, four walks, and a couple of strikeouts. He drops to one win and six losses on the season. Next pitch will be fouled away on the first base side. Out of play. Count remains one ball and two strikes. So the Smith Complex is the home for the Broncos here for the 2014 season. Of course, the remodeling project continues at Duncan Field. Hastings have played all their home games so far out here at Smith this season. Next pitch is going to be hit on the ground towards second. Steets lets it roll into his glove. He grabs and goes to first base in time. So another easy inning there. Three up, three down. As Steets gets Vinny Orsi over at first base. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score. Hastings nothing, Midland nothing.
Lots of candidates talk tough. One candidate for attorney general has walked the walk. Brian Bisher. As an attorney, Brian has defended the rights of Nebraska farmers and ranchers against the Obama administration, fought for our water rights, and prosecuted violent criminals. A pro-life, fiscal conservative, and fourth-generation Nebraskan, Brian Bisher.
I'm running for attorney general because Nebraska families deserve a fighter who will stand up to the Obama administration, keep violent criminals behind bars, and protect the rights of the unborn. I grew up on a farm. I've used my law degree to fight the Obama administration and protect Nebraska farmers and ranchers. As attorney general, I'll defend Nebraska against intrusions from the federal government, and I'll continue the fight against Obamacare. As a dad, I care about keeping our communities safe. One of my top priorities will be reforming the Good Time Law. Violent, repeat criminals should not receive good time sentence reductions. I'm Brian Bisher, and I'm asking for your support for Attorney General.
Paid for by citizens to elect Brian Bisher. BrianBisher.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Smith Complex. Hastings and Doan coming up on Thursday right back here. 4:30 for the first pitch. We'll have our pregame show with head coach Steve Sponberg at 4:15 on 1230 KHAS. No score here between Hastings and Midland as we bat here in the bottom half of the third inning. Coming up here for the Broncos, we've got the top of the order, Trenton Neal, Drew McGee, Mitchell Marquardt, and then Jake Steets of Hastings can get something going. There's a ball hit sharply to second base, grabbed there by Loftus, and he gets it to first in time. So not much offense out of anybody so far here in this contest. Trenton Neal knocks out right to Loftus at second base, who gets the easy out at first, and now Drew McGee comes up there next. Broncos with only five base hits in the opener today. Midland had six, but the Broncos had two errors in the field. And the Broncos lose that ball game by a score of 4-0. Midland, a team that is currently in second place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, 34-14 overall, 13-2 now in the conference after their win in the opener. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's 0-2, just like that, to Drew McGee. McGee laid down his sacrifice in inning number one. Behind in the count here, zipping two. Benny Shills, next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now one ball and two strikes, a little bit high there as well. To Drew McGee, Marquardt would be next for Hastings, and then Jake Steets. Here comes the next pitch by Shills, hit on the ground towards short. Orsi has got it. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So good defense there. Vinny Orsi grabs the ball. 6-3 officially, short to first. Coming up there next is going to be Mitchell Marquardt. Marquardt is the shortstop. He grounded out his first time up there. Marquardt in the first ball game flew out three times, once to each field, left field, right field, and then center field. He's 0-3 in the doubleheader, tries to lay down a bunt and fouls this one away. No balls and one strike to Mitchell Marquardt. He started the day with a batting average of .267 for Hastings College. So Marquardt trying to get something going here for the Broncos here in this contest. Two men out in the third inning of play. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. And Marquardt now looking at no balls and two strikes. Hastings start of the day, seventh place in the conference standings. If the postseason tournament started today, they would be one of the eight teams playing there. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, one ball and two strikes. Tournament gets underway. Mitchell, South Dakota, next week. Here comes the wind in the pitch now by Shields. It's going to be down low. That one just misses downstairs. And the count, two balls and two strikes. So Mitchell Marquardt hangs in there tough in the right-hand batter's box. Shields looks in for the sign from his catcher, Jordan Van Atta. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit to left field. Moving to his left and grabbing the ball out there is going to be Kinsella. And the inning is over as Marquardt will fly out to the left fielder. And it's Zach Kinsella. So the Broncos three up, three down here in the third inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the fourth inning with a score. Hastings nothing and Midland nothing.
Sid Dinsdale, the tested and trusted conservative we need in the U.S. Senate.
Growing up in Palmer, Nebraska, my brother and I learned the value of hard work. My dad didn't give us any breaks, but plenty of opportunities. Growing up Dinsdale meant hard work, no nonsense, and living by the good book.
That's right, Sid. Your dad always called it like he saw it. There were either good ideas or bad ones. So what did he think of you running for the Senate anyway? Did it pass the famous Roy Dinsdale smell test?
I think at first he might have said, "Are you crazy?" But I'll let him answer.
Sid for Senate? I gave it my smell test, and it really passed it. Sid has thought this through. He's a proven and tough businessman. There's no doubt he'll get the job done in Washington.
Thanks, Dad. It's always good to pass your smell test.
Sid Dinsdale, a pro-life, pro-family Republican who will fight for our family values. Endorsed by Nebraskans, like former Governor Charlie Thone and Coach Tom Osborne.
I'm Sid Dinsdale, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dinsdale for U.S. Senate, Inc.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco Baseball here today, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. Here's a base hit right off the bat. As Zach Kinsella singles to left field to begin this fourth inning of play for Midland. Drew McGee trying to make a play on the ball there at third base, but couldn't quite climb the ladder tall enough there to grab that one as it goes over his head into left field. So Zach Kinsella gets a single to lead off the fourth inning here from Midland. That's going to bring up Jake Loftus next. Loftus is the second baseman. He grounded out his first time up there. So Midland now with a base runner down there at first. Drew Clark will hold him on defensively. Quick throw over there. It's not going to be in time as Kinsella is back in there for Midland. Hastings has done a good job today keeping the base runners close. In fact, I don't think Midland has had a stolen base so far here in the contest. They've swiped 69 of them this season. There's a bunt laid down. Antilla grabs it. His play is the first base. That's going to be in time. And the sacrifice works as Loftus lays down a nice bunt, moving into second base. On the play is going to be Kinsella. Loftus is retired into the play. And now Dylan Steyer comes up there next. He is the right fielder. He grounded out his first time up there. Steyer is the right fielder for Midland. He played in game one as well as he went 0-for-3. So he's 0-for his last four as he comes to the plate here against the Bronco pitching staff. Eric Antilla, a right-handed thrower for Hastings, looking in for the sign from his catcher, Tanner Santorelli. Looks at the runner at second base, throws under the plate, a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, nothing and one. Dylan Steyer up there for Midland. Steyer is a 215-pounder out of Millard West. 6'4", so a big, tall kid here. Next pitch is going to be in there for another strike in the outside corner, same spot. Nothing and two to Steyer. John Needles would be next. Then we'll see Garrett Mills from Midland. As they bat here in the top half of the fourth inning, no score between the Broncos and the Warriors here tonight in game number two. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now one ball and two strikes. Broncos have been looking for that third and fourth starter that's been consistent. Got a pretty good performance in game number one today from Tyler Stender. And Eric Antilla now off to a good start here in game number two so far. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. As we say that one hops away from Tanner Santorelli. And running down to third base on the play is going to be Kinsella. So now Midland has got a base runner on in scoring position. They're at third base with only one man out. And the count here at the plate on Dylan Steyer is sitting at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 the count with one man out and a man on at third base for Midland. And the scoreless ball game between Hastings and the Warriors here this afternoon. Eric Antilla again working from the stretch. Offers one to the plate. That ball's hit hard. Shortstop is going to grab it. That's Marquardt. His tough throw to first base is going to be in time, but a run is going to score. So Steyer, he's going to ground out to the shortstop. Marquardt makes a nice play on the ball there. It's short, moving to his left. Off-balance throw to first base is going to be in time, but that's going to drive home a run as Kinsella comes in to tap the plate there from Midland. It is now a 1-0 ball game. The Warriors, you have to lead. John Needles now coming to the plate here. John Needles coming to the plate here for Midland. Second time today, he grounded out his first time up there in inning number two. To now play in the first ball game as he takes a pitch outside for ball here, 1-0 the count. So Midland playing with the lead again here in game number two. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 2-0 the count. First ball game, Midland scores a run in the first, 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th. That's all he needed. Went on to beat Hastings 4-0. Broncos rallied in the 7th inning of play, had a couple of base runners. First and second, nobody out. We had a strikeout and We hit into a double play to end the ballgame. Three balls and no strikes here to Needles for Midland University. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's now 3-1. John taking all the way there for Midland. 3-1 the counts. So there's two men out here in the inning. One run is in. Midland's now got the lead over Hastings 1-0. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So Needles heads down to first base on the play. That's going to be the first walk of the ball game given up there by Eric Antilla. That's going to bring up Garrett Mills next. Garrett Mills comes to the plate. He had a single his first time up there. Mills in the first ball game was 0-3. Flew out once and grounded out a couple of times. So Garrett Mills in the plate now. Started the day with a batting average of 320. There's a throw to first base. Back in there easily was John Needles. Antilla working from the stretch here. Again, looks at the runner at first base. Throws into the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Garrett Mills. Needles stealing bases is, what, 6 out of 8 so far this season. He's got a good lead down there right now. Clark is over there, and there's a throw over there. It's not going to be in time as Donna's back in there with a tag with his right hand in the bag. No balls and one strike here at the plate to Garrett Mills. Midland batting here in the fourth inning of play. There goes the runner at first base, and the pitch is going to be hit toward right field. That's going to curve over into foul territory and out of play. So a long strike on Garrett Mills, and the runner off to go back to first base. Hastings and Doan on Thursday right back here at the Smith Complex. Hastings and Concordia on Friday. Both of those doubleheaders will get underway at 4:30. We'll be on there with the Steve Sponberg Pepsi pregame show at 4:15 on both Thursday and Friday nights. So Midland batting here in the fourth inning of play. This one scheduled for 9 in game number 2 today. The first one was 7. Miguel Romalo is scheduled up there next for Midland. He is swinging the bat in the on-deck circle. He'll be followed up by Cole Gray if the Warriors can keep things rolling along. There's a pitch that will be outside for a ball. And the count goes to 1-2 to Garrett Mills. Bronco baseball here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS Hastings. And also online at www.hastingslink.com. Next pitch is going to be swung on and foul tapped here in the front of the plate. No, it's a swung on and missed. The catcher drops the third strike, Santarelli. He goes out and tags out the batter here. So officially a strikeout on the play. And the inning is over. It's going to be strikeout number 4 in the ball game for Eric Antilla. So the inning is over. Midland scores a single run here in the fourth. One run on one base hit. No errors on Hastings. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth with a score. Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-888-912-1681. 1-888-912-1681. Call now. That's 1-888-912-1681. 1-888-912-1681.
1230 KHAS.
We have a new pitcher here for Midland coming on here in inning number 4. It's going to be Kiefer Musel coming out here to throw. Pretty good first three innings there by Bennett Shules. And now Kiefer will come on. He's got a record of 1 win and 1 loss. ERA is sitting at 4.09. He has thrown just 11 innings so far for Midland. Now this is 2014 season, so Kiefer is out there now. Kiefer Musel for Midland University. And Hastings will face him for the first time here in this fourth inning. It's going to be Jake Steets, Drew Clark, and also Connor Thomas. So Bennett Shills, he goes three innings officially here in this ball game here today. Gives up no runs, obviously, with the Broncos with a goose egg on the scoreboard. Three base hits for Hastings thus far. So Musil now going to work here for Midland, another right-handed thrower. Jake Steets is going to hit this one foul on the first base side. And the count is at two balls and one strike. So 2-1 to count to Jake Steets. He grounded out his first time up there. Jake also played in game number one and grounded out three times. 2-1 to count here. Musil sends a pitch in there. It's going to be popped up. Comes over here toward the Midland dugout on the first base side. And it's going to just over the screen out of play. So a strike there on Jake Steets. Two balls and two strikes. Shields did not strike out anybody during his time out there today for Midland in the first three innings. Didn't walk anybody. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on and missed. Steets goes after a low outside pitch, and he misses. Comes up with error, and he strikes out in the ballgame. First one by Musil. And now Drew Clark comes up there next. Offense has been up and down all season long for Hastings. Last week in their doubleheader against Nebraska Wesleyan, they had 13 base hits in one of those ball games. Falcons picking up a doubleheader sweep over the Prairie Wolves in Lincoln. But a couple of weeks ago on the weekend, Hastings went to South Dakota and played Dakota Wesleyan, played two games and had a total of six hits between the two. There's the ball hit to center field. Gray comes over and he makes the catch out there. Hard hit ball by Drew Clark, but right at the center fielder. And Cole Gray, so two up and two down. Now Connor Thomas comes up there next. Steve Sponberg just looking for a spark that's going to ignite this team here offensively. Connor Thomas did not play in game number one, came on here in game number two and got a single back there in his first plate appearance in inning number two. So he's officially one for one today as he comes up there for the second time. Takes a big whack there and a swing and a miss. Nothing and one to Connor Thomas. Kiefer Musil now in relief for the starter in Shills for Midland here in this fourth inning. Here comes the next pitch. The big right-hander throws under the plate. That's going to be another strike. Right on the outside corner, nothing and two to Connor Thomas. Backs out of the batter's box. Takes a look at head coach Steve Sponberg down here in the third base box. Re-enters. Here comes the next pitch by Musil. That's going to be a little bit high for a ball. And the count is sitting at one ball. And two strikes to Connor Thomas. Tyler Dellafonte would be next, and then Tanner Campbell. Here comes the next pitch by Musil. That's going to be outside for a ball. Now two balls and two strikes here to Connor Thomas for Hastings College. Jordan Van Atta is behind the plate. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball. So now the count is full. At three balls and two strikes here to Connor Thomas. Hastings had a base runner in the first, did not score. Had two base runners in the second inning and did not score. Went down in order in inning number three. And now we got two outs here in the fourth inning. Connor Thomas backs out of the batter's box and now re-enters. They count three balls, two strikes, two men out. Base pads are empty. Here comes the next pitch by Musil. Swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. A foul tap right back into the glove of Jordan Van Atta, and the inning is over. So Musil comes on and gets a couple of strikeouts here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the fifth inning with a score. Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
The busy spring season is upon us and preparation is critical. Take advantage of the Aurora Cooperative Tire Center's on-farm tire inspections of tractors, trucks, implements, and pivots to make sure you're ready for the spring field work and irrigation season ahead. The Aurora Cooperative will also be there around the clock with their on-farm tire service for any tire emergencies. For dependable, friendly service every time, call your Aurora Cooperative Tire Center with locations in Aurora and Hardy, Nebraska. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Smith Complex in Hastings. Bright, sunshiny, late afternoon, early evening, and Hastings and Midland doing battle here in game number two of our doubleheader. Midland has got the lead over Hastings. It is 1-0. Eric Antella comes back out here to throw for the Broncos as we start inning number 5 here this afternoon. This is Miguel Romalo coming up there first for Midland. First pitch is going to be up high for a ball. The second one is in there for a strike, so it's 1-1 to Miguel Romalo. He flew out to right field his first time up there. There's a ground ball. Marquardt at shortstop. Backhands that one. A long throw to first base. A little bit high, but pulling it in is Drew Clark over there at the bag at first. And Romalo is retired into the play from short to first. That's going to bring up Cole Gray next. Gray is the center fielder here for Midland University. Gray, he struck out back there in inning number 3, so he's 0-2 here in game number 2. Flew out to center, had a RBI double, and he had a single in game number 1, so he's actually, 2-for-3 in the first half of the twin bill here today. He'll take a pitch inside and down low for the first one, 1-0 the count. Here comes the second one, and it's going to be in there for a strike. So 1-1 to Cole Gray. Coming up after him, we'll see Jordan Van Atta and then Vinny Orsi. If they can keep things rolling along here in the fifth inning. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Now 2 balls and 1 strike. Midland wins the first ball game by a score of 4-0 today. Josh Johnson, the winning pitcher, he's now 6-2. There's a ground ball. Going to be a tough one to get to, but it's in the center field for a base hit. Mitchell Marquardt diving right behind the bag at second. Unable to stop that one from trickling into the outfield. So that's going to be a base hit for Cole Gray. That's going to be base hit number 5 in the ball game now for Midland here in the contest. And now the top of the order is going to come up there in Jordan Van Atta. Van Atta had a double to lead off the second game here today, then he struck out back in the third. He comes up there now with only one man out here in the fifth inning. 1-0 is the score. Midland has got the lead. Eric Antilla throws over the first base. That's not in time as Cole Gray is back in there. So Gray is now your base runner for Midland at first base. He is 7 out of 10 in stealing bases this year. He's got a good lead over there right now. He stays put as the pitch is going to come to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. That is now 2 balls and no strikes to Jordan.
Shouldn't be a surprise. So bookmark HastingsLink.com. Click on the crystal blue City of Hastings banner for the forecast and radar on one easy-to-read screen, plus local temperature averages, sunrise, sunset, area advisories. Click again on the Nebraska H2O link for ways you can help our environment around your home and neighborhood. Nebraska H2O and the City of Hastings remind you, it's our water, our responsibility. Go green, get weather at HastingsLink.com anytime.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
2 balls and 1 strike now to our hitter, Jordan Van Atta, with a base runner out at first base. That's going to be a Cole Gray. Here comes the next pitch on the that's going to be hit right to the shortstop as Marquardt goes to second for one over the first base. That's in time. So Hastings turns a double play here to get out of the fifth inning. A 6-4-3 double play. So Midland gets a base runner here in the fifth inning on the base hit by Cole Gray, but Hastings turns a DP to get out of the fifth inning. So Midland scores no runs. On one base hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score. Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
When you hear Graham Tire, you think of tires. But they're more than that. They're the ASC certified service providers who care about you and your vehicle. Of course, they have the best in tires, too. And now through May 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Your local Goodyear Tire and Service Network dealer. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
One run, four base hits, no errors, three men left on base for Midland so far in the ball game. No runs, three base hits, no errors, three men left on base for Hastings. As we go to the fifth inning of play, this one scheduled for 9 here tonight at the Smith Complex in game number 2. Midland wins the first ball game by a score of 4-0. We'll have 7, 8, and 9 coming up here for Hastings in the fifth inning. Tyler Delafonte, Tanner Campbell, and also Tanner Santarelli. Any of those guys get aboard, we'll see Trenton Neal. Kiefer Musel comes out here and throws for Midland in the fifth inning. He's going to work on his second inning relief here. As Bennett Shills was the starting pitcher, Delafonte fouls away his first pitch on the third base side, 0-1 to Delafonte. He flew out to center field his first time up there. That's from the left-hand side. Here comes the next pitch by Musel. It's going to be down low for a ball. That's going to be one ball and one strike. So Musel out there and throwing down for the Midland University Warriors. 6'4", 230-pounder out of Lincoln North Star. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes now to Tyler Delafonte. We understand the younger brother of Kiefer Musel is going to be attending Hastings next year to play basketball. So Musel is out there now. The younger brother of Kiefer is going to play basketball next year at Hastings College for Bill Gavers. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball on Tyler Delafonte. 1-0 is the score. Midland has got the lead. Here comes the next pitch. Hit right back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Trickles into center field. Picked up there by Cole Gray. So Hastings has a base runner here at the fifth inning. Broncos have had some chances today to put some runs on the scoreboard. They were shut out in the first ball game 4-0, but we had five base runners and had five base hits. Hastings has had a base runner in the first and in the second. Went down in order in the third and fourth innings, and now we get one aboard here in the fifth inning. Tanner Campbell comes to the plate next. He is the right fielder. So Musel, after striking out two and getting a fly ball to center in his first inning of relief, gives up a base hit here in the fifth inning. And Tyler Delafonte is now on the base pads at first base for Hastings with Campbell at the plate. Campbell had a double his last time up there. Squares around the bunt. Fielded there by the first baseman. Underhands at the first base. That's going to be in time as the second baseman Loftus was covering the bag over there. The sacrifice works. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Tyler Delafonte. So they get the base runner at first. Tanner Santarelli is coming to the plate next. He grounded out his first time up there. Santarelli has done all the catching chores. Now we're going to have a pinch hitter coming up there as the Broncos are going to look to put a run on the scoreboard. Coming up is going to be Ben Reimer. Reimer is going to come on and bat now here in this fifth inning of play for Tanner Santarelli in that number 9 position. So Reimer, a local boy, coming to the plate now for Hastings. Reimer is hitting .280 on the season. He's got 7 base hits and 25 trips to the plate. He has scored 5 runs. He's got a double. No home runs, a couple of RBIs. He comes to the plate now here in this fifth inning with a man on in scoring position at second base. He will take a pitch inside for a ball here. 1-0 the count. Reimer has struck out 8 times so far this year. He has walked 3. And now we're going to have a conference coming out here as the head coach for Midland. And Jordan Bischel is going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound to talk with Kiefer Musel, who's on in relief here for the Warriors here in this second ball game. Hastings has got a man on in scoring position at second base. That's Delafonte. after a single and a sacrifice. Mitchell is just making sure they know how to pitch here to Reimer. The count to him is at 1-0. The conference was a short one. Mitchell heads back to the first base dugout. So Delafente is on at second base. Ben Reimer is your batter here at the plate. Bats from the right-hand side. Musil working for the stretch. Looks in there. He's got his sign. He throws a fastball. He's going to hit the outside corner for a strike. 1-1 the count here to Ben Reimer for Hastings College. That's a runner at second base here for Hastings. And Delafente. Here comes the next pitch to Reimer at the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. And Reimer now looking at a count of 1-2. And Coach Steve Sponberg continues to flash the signs down there in the third base box, trying to get somebody home in this doubleheader between Hastings and Midland. Broncos shut out in game number one. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a cold third strike in the outside corner, and Reimer goes down. Ben Reimer strikes out of the ball game as Musil gets his third strikeout. Reimer caught looking there, pinch hitting out of this number nine position. So Ben Reimer strikes out for the ninth time this season. Now there's two men out here in the fifth inning. And the Broncos continue to struggle to get a run home. As a Trenton Neal comes to the plate next, he's the leadoff hitter here in the batting order. He's 1-for-2 so far in this ballgame. He's got a single and he has grounded out once. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0. It has been kind of a lonely day for Steve Sponberg over there at third base. Hastings has not had many base runners over there today. We got one at second base right now. That's Delafente. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. 1-1 the count here to Trenton Neal. He started the day with a batting average of .333. So Kiefer Musil looks in for the sign again from his catcher, Van Atta. Delivers one to the plate. That ball is going to be fouled away on the third base side. And the count goes to 1-2. Hastings did not have a base runner at third base in game number one today. Trenton Neal got there in the first inning here in game number two. Connor Thomas got over to third base. We've had two base runners to third base to join the company of Sponberg over there. But Hastings with nothing across the plate here in his twin bill so far. We're in the fifth inning of game number two. The count here is at 1-2 to Neal. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away on the third base side. And the count remains at 1-2 here to Trenton Neal for Hastings. Neal is senior from Ogallala. 5'11", 170-pounder. Bats from the left-hand side. Neal leading the team in many of the offensive categories here for Hastings College this year. Number two in batting average, however. Just a few points behind the leader in Drew Clark. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Now 2-2. Clark started the day hitting .338. Trenton Neal started the day hitting .333. Neal is in the left-hand batter's box, waving the bat. Here comes the next pitch from Kiefer Musil, and he strikes him out. He's caught looking on the inside corner as Neal kind of skips away from that pitch, but it just nicks the inside corner on the left-hander. So four strikeouts in the ballgame now for Kiefer Musil as he gets both Ben Reimer and Trenton Neal caught looking on a third strike there. Here in this fifth inning of play, so he wastes the single and a sacrifice to start off the inning as Kiefer Musil comes on and strikes out Ben Reimer and Trent Neal, and the inning is over for Hastings. No runs, one base hit, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the sixth inning with a score, Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
For shelter insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Smith Complex, Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing Midland in the second half of the doubleheader, 1-0. Vinny Orsi, Zach Kinsella, and also Jake Loftus coming up here. Numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order for Midland. Still out there for Hastings College throwing is Eric Antilla. Now working into the sixth inning here today. Tyler Stender, the starter in game number 1, went the distance in a 7-inning affair today for Hastings College, but picked up the loss after Midland beat him by a score of 4-0. Pitch is going to be up high for a ball, so we get things started with Vinny Orsi in the count of 2-1 here to the shortstop for Midland. Next pitch is going to be lifted up right center field, giving chase to the center fielder for Hastings, but grabbing the ball is going to be the right fielder, Tanner Campbell. Connor Thomas went a long way. The center fielder for Hastings gave chase, but finally Tanner Campbell catches the ball out there deep right field for Hastings as Vinny Orsi flies out to right officially to begin this sixth inning of play. Midland has scored 1 run on 4 base hits. Hastings no runs on 4 hits. Neither team has committed an error yet here in this second ball game. Here's Kinsella to the plate next. Zach Kinsella playing out in left field for Midland defensively. He had a single, scored a run in the fourth inning of play. Struck out in inning number 1. Takes a whack at that one. Another high fly ball. Playing it out there is Campbell in right field. Drifts to his left and he makes the catch. So 2 plays there by the right fielder and Tanner Campbell. 2 up, 2 down for Midland. That's going to bring up Jake Loftus next, the second baseman. Bronco baseball here this afternoon, this evening. We're at the Smith Complex, the home for the Broncos during this 2014 season with the renovation work being completed over at Duncan Field. Hastings has played all their home games here at Smith this year. So plenty of time to come out. This is going to be a 9-inning affair here tonight. Here's Jake Loftus to the plate next, and it's going to be in there for a strike. A nice pitch delivered there by Eric Antilla. Coach Steve Sponberg is going to be happy with what he's getting out of his 2 pitchers here today, the 3 and 4 pitchers on the pitching staff. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be bunted down the third baseline, fielded there. The throw to first base is going to be in time. Nice play by the catcher, Tanner Santarelli. Cases the ball down the third baseline, grabs the ball, and a quick throw to the first baseman, Drew Clark, to catch Jake Loftus by about a half a step. So the inning is over here as Tanner Santarelli makes a nice play there defensively for the Broncos to get Jake Loftus down at the bag at first. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a score of Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College trailing Midland by the score of 1-0 as the Broncos now bat here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Shutout in game number 1 here today, 4-0, and now it's 1-0 here. Hastings still trying to find a way to get to the plate. Another new pitcher coming out here for Midland. Looks like Josh Rolls is going to come out now. He becomes the third pitcher used by the Warriors here in this ball game. So Josh Rolls comes out now. He will throw here in inning number 5. So it's been pitching by committee here for Midland here in this ball game. It's Hastings continues to struggle from the plate. Bennett Schill started. Kiefer Musel went. Now we got to Josh Rolls out here. So Kiefer, he goes two innings in the ball game today. Had four strikeouts. He had a good outing. No runs given up there. And only one base hit. Didn't walk anybody. So now Josh Rolls come out here, and he seems to bat here in the bottom half of the sixth inning, trailing by the score of 1-0. This is Drew McGee coming up there first for Hastings. McGee is the third baseman. One ball and one strike to him here in the sixth. Played down a sacrifice, and he's grounded out once here in this second half of the doubleheader. Sends that one into right field. That's going to be a base hit. So a base hit here by Drew McGee to our right field, and Hastings again as a base runner here in the inning. We got the meat of the order, 2, 3, and 4 up here in the sixth inning. We're down by a run. Mitchell Marquardt comes to the plate next. Marquardt is grounded out once. He's flown out to a left field. He's 0-for-2 so far in this ball game. Marquardt was 0-3 in game number one today. So Marquardt now with a plate appearance with the man on at first base. There's Rolls throwing it over to first. That's not going to be in time. So Josh Rolls is now on the mound here for Midland University. 2-0 in the season. 1.69 is his ERA. Next pitch is going to be a fastball that misses up high for a ball. 1-0 the count to Marquardt. Rolls has thrown 21 and a third, giving up 15 hits, 4 runs. All 4 of those earned. 9 base on balls, 8 strikeouts. Team's batting just .203 against him. There's a throw to first base. Not in time. Back in there for Hastings is McGee. McGee in stealing bases this year is not attempted one. He's got a good lead right now. There he goes at first base, and the ball's going to be hit to right field. Coming on is going to be the right fielder. He's going to make the catch and a throw back to first base, a double play. Dylan Steyer catches the ball out there in right field. The runner was going on the pitch there. And Steyer throws out Mitchell Marquardt back there. It's Drew McGee back there at first base. So a double play, and bam, just like that, it's two men out here in the sixth. McGee was going on the pitch, and he was all the way to second base when Steyer caught the ball out there in right field. That was an easy double play as he got it back to Garrett Mills, the first baseman. Doubles up Drew McGee at first base. So now there's two men out for Hastings here in the sixth inning, and Jake Steets comes to the plate next. There's the ball. It's going to be hammered again toward right field. And catching the ball out there is going to be Steyer as he shields his eyes from the sun. Had a little bit of a problem with it out there. He makes the play. So Steets flies out to right field to end the inning. Hastings with no runs, a base hit, no errors, nobody left. We go to the seventh inning of play with a score Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We head to inning number 7 here today. Midland has got a 1-0 lead over Hastings. 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order coming up for Midland. And bam, just like that, first pitch, Dylan Steyer sends that one to a left field for a base hit. So Steyer batting the number 5 position gets his first base hit in this second half of the doubleheader today. Sends that one to left field, and Midland again has got their leadoff man on here in the seventh inning, leading by the score of 1-0. John Needles is coming up there next for Midland, and we'll see Garrett Mills. Needles is the designated hitter. He grounded out once, and he has been given a free pass to Bison Bowles as he comes up there now in the seventh with a man on in the first inning. Eric Antella stays out there for Hastings College. He has went all the way here with the Broncos in this ball game. Quick throw to first base. That's not in time as Steyer is back in there. Here comes the next pitch to the plate, a fastball that's going to miss outside. And the count of one ball and no strikes to John Needles. Again, Steyer is your base runner down there at first base. Midland has not successfully completed a stolen base so far in this ball game today. Needles is 6 out of 8 in swiping bases. Steyer is down there at first base right now, however. He is 3 out of 5 in stealing bases, so the center portion of this lineup here can do some damage. One ball and one strike here to the number 6 hitter in the batting order, and Josh Needles has a throw to first base again. Steyer is back in there. 1-0 is the score. Midland here in the second half of the doubleheader. They've got the lead over Hastings, scoring their only run of this contest back there in the fourth inning. Here comes the next pitch. It is bunted. Mishandled there by the pitcher, picked up by Hastings Santorelli. He throws it to second base into center field. So a misplayed ball there on the bunt by Josh Needles. And now Midland's got base runners at first and second base. It was popped up off of the bat of John Needles as he bunted out in front of the plate. Eric Antilla came off the mound to try to grab it. He couldn't get there. It falls to the turf. Tanner Santorelli comes out and grabs it on the grassy portion of the infield here at the Smith Complex. He fires it down to second base. It was over the head of Mark Ward, who was covering the bag. That's going to be an error chalked up on Hastings. That's going to be their third error, this doubleheader. Now runners are on at first and second base and nobody out. So now the Broncos need to get out of the inning here with no more damage done. Their offense struggling at best. Trailing by a score of 1-0, and now runners are on at first and second base for Midland. There's another bunt laid down. This time Antilla grabs it. His play is going to be to first base. That's going to be in time. The sacrifice works as they move the base runners along to second and third base on the play. Garrett Mills is retired in the play from pitcher to first. So now there's one man out, but now Midland knocking on the door here in the seventh inning with runners on in scoring position at second and third. Will Mallow is the scheduled hitter here for Midland. And we'll see if we're going to have a pinch hitter. I think that's going to be the case. A pinch hitter is going to come out here in the seventh inning with Midland out on top by a score of 1-0. And coming out here for the Warriors is a guy we saw in game number one. This is going to be Alex Parsons. So Parsons will bat here in the seventh inning. And now the Hastings infield will pull in and try to make sure everybody's on the right page here. Alex Parsons, he was the designated hitter in game number one, flew out to center field. He reached on a base on balls, and he flew out to center field. He's got a batting average of .281. And now as all this happens, Steve Sponberg pops up out of the dugout on the third base side. He's going to stroll to the pitcher's mound here for a little conversation. So runners are on at second and third base. There's one man out. Alex Parsons will come to the plate and bat here as a pinch hitter in the number 8 position for Miguel Romalo. So Parsons comes out with a chance to be a hero here for Midland. Parsons on the season. In a .281 batting average to start the day. 18 out of 64 at the plate. He's got 5 doubles. He's got a home run. He's got 16 RBIs. He has walked 6 times, and he has struck out 11 times. So Eric Antella stays out there for Hastings. He will pitch here to Alex Parsons in the seventh inning. 1-0, Midland has got the lead. Hastings needs a big play here defensively as Alex Parsons will dig in. He's a big kid as he steps in there from the right-hand side for Midland. 6'3", 220-pounder from San Diego, California. Club in hand, pitch to the plate, down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to Alex Parsons. Cole Gray is the scheduled hitter coming up next for Midland. Warriors winning the first ball game by a score of 4-0. Next pitch is going to be a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. A nice pitch there by Eric Antilla. One ball and one strike. Seems like the wind has died down a little bit here as this night unfolds. It's been blowing out of the northeast at about 20 to 25 miles per hour throughout the day today. It seems like it's died down a little bit. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now two balls and one strike here to Alex Parsons. A pinch hitter here in the seventh inning. There's one man out. Runners are on at second and third base, so obviously the double play is not in line here for Hastings. There's a ground ball towards short. Marquardt knocks it down, but it gets loose into the center field, and everybody's going to be safe, and a run scores. Steyer comes in from third base to score. Marquardt, tough play on the ball right behind the bag at second. He knocks it down from getting into the center field, which would probably have scored another run. The runners are on at first and third base now. Parsons going to be given a single here. Marquardt knocks the ball down, but unable to grab it to make a play at first base. But probably saved a run there as Needles stops at third base. So now runners are on at first and third. It's a 2-0 ball game in favor of Midland. And Cole Gray will come to the plate next. He singled his last time up there and struck out in the third, so he's 1 out of 2. He squares around the bunt. There's a throw over to first base. That's not in time. Diving back in there. There's going to be the base runner down there at first base. Miguel Romalo comes back out to a run at first base for Parsons, who was pinch hitting for him in that number 7 position. Now Cole Gray goes down to talk with his head coach down in the third base coaching box. That's Jordan Bischel. Returns back to the batter's box now. Eric Antellas went all the way for Hastings. Midland has got a 2-0 lead over the Broncos here in game number 2. So Cole Gray is up there now. The runner's on at the corners at first and third. Pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and the runner stays put at first base. 1-0 the count here to Gray. Jordan Van Atta at the top of the order is due up there next for Midland. Hastings got to snuff out any big inning here by the Warriors. Trailing now by a score of 2-0. Here's the next pitch. They square around the bunt again. They leave it down in front of the plate. Santarelli has problems locating the ball. That's going to be in, let's see, foul territory, I believe. And now the head coach is going to come down here and discuss things with a home plate umpire. The ball just trickles down the first base line. They're going to say it's in foul territory now. He's going to go out and talk with the base umpire as well. So a little conversation here. The ball was hit the batter as well as he head down to the first base line as they're discussing something out there. And now he's going to be called out. That's going to be the case as Cole Gray tried to lay down a bunt and evidently hit him out of the batter's box. He's been ruled out at the plate. So that's the second out of the inning. As the conversation continues between Coach Bischel and also the home plate umpire. So runners are still at first and third base. But now there's two men out. As you bring the top of the order, Jordan Van Atta, to the plate. So a long conversation here at the plate here between Jordan Bischel, the head coach for Midland, and the home plate umpire. Still pleading his case. I don't think he's going to win it. He's right where the ball went to foul down the first base line. He grabs the bat and he's going to send that back to the dugout. So the batter was ruled out. Evidently, the ball hit him going down the line at the first base. Out of the batter's box, he was ruled out. So that's the second out of the seventh inning of play. Runners are at first and third base. And now Hastings can work on the batter here in Jordan Van Atta. Not a whole lot of damage done. But could have been a big inning here for Midland if Hastings can get to the dugout here. There's two men out, one run in. It's a 2-0 ball game. Midland has got the lead. Jordan Van Atta to the plate. He hit into a double play his last time up there. Struck out once, and he started off the second ball game with a double. There's a ball hit toward Marquardt. It's short. He scoops it up, goes to second base, sliding in there. They've got him down there at second base on the force out on Romalo. So the force out there at second base gets Hastings out of the inning. Only one run scores what could have been a big, big inning there for Midland. They score one run on a couple of base hits. One error on Hastings, and two men left on the base paths. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning with a score, Midland 2, Hastings nothing.
I was actually born in this very hospital over 30 years ago. So Hastings has always held a very special spot for me. It's been a wonderful community to grow up in. And this hospital is so important to the community. And we as doctors and as patients are so lucky to have this hospital here. Many of the nurses know the patients already before they ever come up here. So it definitely has that small community feel. But the excellent care that patients receive here is second to none. And I think that that's very important to the good outcomes we see at this hospital. Patients often ask me, would you do this operation here for your family? And I always say, this is the first place that I would take my family. I'm Tyler Adam, OBGYN physician.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball for you here today on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos now trailing by a score of 2-0. And we're going to have another new pitcher out there for Midland when Hastings comes to bat here. In the bottom of the seventh, Hastings will have 5, 6, and 7 coming up here. Drew Clark, Connor Thomas, and also Tyler Delafonte. We'll see if Tanner Campbell, if one of these guys can get aboard. New pitcher from Midland is going to be Rob Wheeler. So it's a pitching by committee here for Midland here in the second ball game. Rob Wheeler becomes the fourth pitcher used by Midland here in this contest. Wheeler is a big right-handed thrower here for Midland. 6'1", 260 pounds out of Elkhorn, Nebraska. He's a transfer from the University of Nebraska at Omaha. So Wheeler into the ball game now. A big cut out there. The pitch is thrown to play. It's going to be fouled away here by Drew Clark. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0 in this contest. Next pitch is a fastball that's going to be up high for a ball. 2-1 the count. Rob Wheeler, 2-0 in the season. ERA 0.93. Wheeler winds and delivers. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 2-1 the count down to Drew Clark. Wheeler has thrown 19 in a third innings. He's given up 8 hits, 2 runs. Both of those earned. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. He's got 10 walks, 15 strikeouts. Team's batting a measly 125 against him. So Rob Wheeler is the fourth pitcher used by Midland here in this contest. Here today, here comes the next pitch, swung on and foul tap right back into the glove of the catcher for Midland. And the strikeout there, Jordan Van Anna grabs the ball. So Clark strikes out. And that's going to bring up Connor Thomas. Boy, the offense has really struggled for Hastings here in this ball game today. 5 hits, no runs in the first ball game. 5 hits and no runs here in game number 2. There's the pitch to Connor Thomas as he fouls this one away. No balls and one strike to Connor Thomas. He did not play in that first ball game. He's got a single, and he's strikeout so far in this ball game. He's 1-for-2. Next pitch by Wheeler is going to be down low for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. GPAC tournament beginning next Thursday up in Mitchell, South Dakota. You got to finish in the top 8 of the regular season standings to qualify. Hastings, to start the day today, was in 7th place with 6 games to go. He lost the opener today 4-0 to Midland. Doubleheader with Doan on Thursday. Doubleheader against Concordia on Friday. Next pitch is a check swing. They appealed down to the base umpire. He did not go around with it. So the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Connor Thomas. Tyler Delafonte would be next for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch by Wheeler. A cold third strike. How many times have we seen that today? A called third strike, and Connor Thomas goes down. So 2 batters faced, 2 strikeouts for Rob Wheeler. That's going to bring up Tyler Delafonte next. Delafonte is the designated hitter. He flew out to center field in his second inning appearance. Had a single and a fifth, so he is 1-for-2 in this second half of the twin bill here today. As Delafonte will dig in from the left-hand side. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be hit towards second. Loftus will scoop it up. He bobbles it. Plenty of time. He gets to the first base. That's in time. And the Broncos go down in order here in the seventh inning of play, and a pretty easy inning there for Rob Wheeler for the Midland pitching staff. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the eighth inning here this afternoon. This one's scheduled for 9 at the Smith Complex. It is Midland 2, Hastings nothing.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses,
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 1 till 8. Saturday and Sunday, 11 till 5. Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Smith Complex in Hastings. Bronco baseball today. 2-0 is the score. Midland has got the lead over Hastings. Here's Orsi at the plate for Midland, and he sends his first pitch out to center field. That one is grabbed by Connor Thomas. So Orsi flies out to Connor Thomas in center field to begin the eighth inning. Eric Antilla stays out there for Hastings. He's went all the way here. Antilla has given up 2 runs. He's given up 6 base hits. Hastings with an error in the field. He's pitched well enough to win this ball game today, but the Broncos struggling at the plate. Zach Kinsella is up there next for Midland. He bats from the right-hand side. There's a pitch by Antilla. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Zach. Struck out once. Had a single. Flew out to a right field here in the second ball game. Kinsella with a base hit and 4 trips to the plate in game number 1. Here's the next pitch. A breaking pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and 2 to Zach Kinsella. 2-0 is the score. Midland with a lead. A run in the fourth and a run in the seventh. Hastings has been shut out in the entire day so far. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-2. The Broncos have gone 14 innings without scoring. We're in the eighth inning right now in this ballgame scheduled for 9 here today. Next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side out of the play, and the count is at 1-2. Hastings and Doan on Thursday, the Tigers are the conference leaders, still undefeated in the GPAC. We'll go at 4:30 with another doubleheader. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. The count down 2-2. A pitch was close. Hastings and Doan on Thursday, Hastings and Concordia on Friday. Twin Bills both days. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHAS, beginning with the pregame at 4:15. There's a chopper toward third. Grabbed there by McGee. His throw across the diamond is in time. Zach Kinsella is retired into play from third to first. McGee to Drew Clark. That's going to bring up Jake Loftus next. Loftus is the second baseman for Midland, as he will come to the plate here in the eighth inning. Loftus wears number 1. He is grounded out once, laid down a sacrifice, and he's grounded out again. So he's 0-2 officially in this ball game. Fielder's choice, strikeout, sacrifice, and hit it into a double play in the first ball game. So he has not got too much done today for Midland at the plate. And here's the pitch by Eric Antilla. It's going to be inside for a ball, just misses. 1-0. So 2 men out for Midland here in the eighth inning. Warriors 2 and Hastings nothing. Next pitch is going to be a fastball that misses up high. 2-0 the count. The Broncos have put together some pretty good efforts here this year, although they're sitting at 6-9 in the conference, 12-21 on the season, playing Midland, one of the better teams around here today. Tough 4-0 losers in the first ball game. They're trailing here 2-0. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. 2-1 the count here to Jake Loftus. Steps back in there in the right-hand batter's box. Here's the wind and the pitch by Antilla. That's going to be in there for a strike. Leaning away for that one like it was an inside pitch was Jake Loftus. The home plate umpire rings up a strike there. Now the count is Even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2 men out here in the 8th inning. Rolling the deuces on the scoreboard here this afternoon at the Smith Complex. Here comes the 2-2, a check swing, and it's going to be down low for a ball. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loftus wanted to go after that one outside the strike zone, but he fortunately holds up with a bat there. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 2 men out here in the 8th. Here's the next pitch by Antilla. That ball is going to be hit toward the right field. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch. Hastings playing pretty good defensively here in this ball game here today. Loft as he flies out to right field. Midland scores no runs in the 8th inning. No hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the 8th inning with a score Midland 2, Hastings 0.
The Hastings Tribune has the spring sports covered. Bronco baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer, plus state and national sports. Also, local sports stories are available on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Get in the game and subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Our e-edition is free when you do. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Rob Wheeler comes back out. He's going to throw here for Midland in inning number 8. We did not get to him in the 7th inning. A couple of strikeouts and a ground out in a pretty easy inning. He's the 4th pitcher used by Midland here in this contest here today. So he'll come out here and try to shut the door on the Broncos. It's a 2-0 ball game. 2 runs, 6 base hits, no errors on Midland. No runs, 5 base hits, and an error on Hastings here in the second half of the twin bill here today. Tanner Campbell, Tanner Santarelli, and the top of the order, Trent Neal scheduled up here. There's a ball hammered to left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Hastings has a base runner. That's picked up by Zach Kinsella out there in the left field. So now the Broncos have a base runner as a Tanner Campbell gets aboard here for Hastings in inning number 8. And that's going to bring up Tanner Santarelli next. Back in the number 9 position, Santarelli grounded out his only time up there today in the 2nd inning. It was pinch hit for in inning number 5 by Ben Reimer, who failed to reach base. So Santarelli back out here in the 8th inning. With a base runner out at first base, there's a pitch by Wheeler. He's going to be in there for a strike. So the first base hit of the ball game given up by Rob Wheeler. He sent the Broncos down in order in the 7th. He gives up the base hit to Tanner Campbell to begin the 8th inning. So Santarelli actually represents the tying run at the plate here. 2-0 ball game. Hastings trailing in the contest. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. A nice pitch delivered there by Robbie Wheeler. So no balls and 2 strikes here. Here comes the next pitch to Tanner Santarelli. It's going to just miss outside. Some oohs and ahs there. Actually, going to say it was a strike in the outside corner. No wonder. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Tanner now. Back in the number 9 position here today with a runner on at first base, Tanner Campbell. Rob Wheeler working from the stretch. The next pitch is a high fastball and a swing and a miss. Santarelli goes down. Nothing but smoke delivered up there by Robbie Wheeler. The 3rd strikeout of the ball game for Robbie. That's going to bring the top of the order up there next in Trent Neal. Steve Sponberg continues to flash the signals down there in the third base coaching box. Hastings looking for a run here or 2. 8th inning now with 1 man out. Here comes the next pitch by Robbie Wheeler. It's going to miss outside for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Trenton Neal. He's got a single so far today. He has grounded out once. He has struck out once. 1-for-3 here in game number 2. Here comes the next pitch by Wheeler, swung on, hit off the handle of the bat towards second, fielded there by the shortstop. His play is the first to throw over there. They have got him down there at first base. Very close play down there as a Trent Neal is thrown out on the play. from shortstop to first. That was hit off the handle of the bat right in between the pitcher's mound and second base. As Vinny Orsi comes to field the ball, and he quickly gets it over to first baseman Garrett Mills to record the out over there on Trent Neal. Now there's two men out. Hitting down to second base on the play is going to be Campbell. So Hastings now with two men out in the eighth inning, a close play at first base. But Vinny Orsi makes the play at shortstop for Midland. Going to save the day there for the Warriors. Here's Drew McGee up there next for Hastings. McGee takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. Talk about Wheeler is throwing nothing but smoke. But he wants to come to the plate with a fastball. He does. Rob Wheeler, the pitcher here for Midland. A .093 earned run average. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike to Drew McGee. He's laid down a sacrifice. He has grounded out once. He has singled once. McGee is playing at third base for Hastings here in this second half of the twin bill. 2-0. Midland has got the lead. Hastings with a base runner at second. Next pitch is going to be fouled away back over the screen. And they got a one ball and two strikes to McGee. If he can get aboard, we're going to see a Mitchell Marquardt and then a Jake Steets and Drew Clark. Hastings with a chance to do some damage here in the eighth. There's two men out. Here comes the next pitch by Robbie Williams. Took something off of that one, and that pitch is going to be fouled. First base side. Right in front of the dugout there from Midland. So the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Robbie Williams looking for the sign from his catcher, Jordan Van Anna. Base runner is at second base. That's Campbell. Williams will look that way briefly. Rockets went to the plate, swung out and missed. Foul tap right back in the glove of Van Anna, and the inning is over. A strikeout, number four in the ball game for Williams. He's been out there two innings. So four strikeouts in two innings of work. And Hastings is off of the board here in the eighth inning. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit. No errors. One man left on base. We go to the ninth inning with a score of Midland 2, Hastings nothing.
There is nobody better than Highland Park Lawn Company.
Highland Park Lawn Company wants to help provide you with a picture-perfect lawn. With a spring lawn aeration and careful timed application, Highland Park helps control crabgrass, insects, and weeds. You'll enjoy a thick, healthy, green lawn. Locally owned since 1977. Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. HighlandParkLawn.com.
You'll say that's your lawn. Never looked better than with Highland Park Lawn Company.
Giving back to the community has never been easier. May 1st is Give Hastings Day, a 24-hour opportunity to give to your favorite nonprofit organization through the Hastings Community Foundation. Log on to givehastings.org on Thursday, May 1st, and make your donation. It's that easy. You can win bonus money for your favorite charitable causes and enjoy some friendly competition. Plus, your donation stays in the Hastings area. Shape the future of Hastings in a single day on Thursday, May 1st for Give Hastings Day. Live here, give here.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Smith Complex in Hastings. The Broncos are trailing Midland by a score of 2-0 here in the second half of the doubleheader, and Eric Antilla will continue to come out here and throw for Hastings in the ninth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here today. Dylan Steyer, John Needles, and also Garrett Mills. Numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order. There's a hard hit ball towards center. Settling under it and making the catch out there is going to be Connor Thomas. Tell you what, Steyer gave that baby a ride, but right at the center fielder, Connor Thomas, who drifted back to make the play on the ball. As Steyer fouls out to, flies out to deep center field, and the catch is made by Connor Thomas. So one out here in the ninth inning. John Needles coming up there next. He grounded out once. He's reached on a base on balls, and he's reached on an error so far here in this ball game. Eric Antilla's pitch to him is going to be outside and down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Nobody up and throwing for Hastings in the bullpen right now, down on the left field side as Antilla's went all the way here for the Broncos. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It's now two balls and no strikes. Tyler Stender going the distance in a seven-inning ball game in game number one today, giving up four runs, six base hits. He had four walks and a couple of strikeouts and lost the ball game 4-0. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now three balls and no strikes here. And now we start to see some action down there. Somebody's going to get loosened up here just in case Eric Antilla runs out of gas here in the ninth inning. Here comes the next pitch by Antilla. It's going to miss outside, and it just misses. So a base on ball is given up there. So Midland has got a base runner. Here in the ninth inning of play, as Needles gets a base on ball, his second one of the ball game. And that's going to bring up Garrett Mills next. Mills had a single. He has struck out once, and he has laid down a sacrifice. Antilla, he has not walked a whole lot of guys. He had a walk in the fourth inning. And this is his second one here in the ninth. So Antilla's getting the job done, keeping the Warriors off of the beach pads here today. Here's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for another ball. So he's throwing five straight balls. And now Santorelli will go out and have a little conference with his pitcher here. Midland's got one man out here in this ninth inning of play. They're protecting a 2-0 lead. The Warriors and Doan, the two top teams in the conference, has actually got underway today. Doan is at 16-0 in the conference. Midland receiving votes for the nation's top 25. They're at 12-2. There's ground ball to Mark Wendt at short to second base for one. The first base double play. Hastings gets out of the inning. A big double play turn there. Mark Wendt is having a good ball game at shortstop here for Hastings. He begins the double play there, 6-4-3, and the inning is over. Antilla has gone all the way on the mound for Hastings, and now the Broncos need to find some offense here. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. The score, it is Midland 2, Hastings nothing.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So now Chris Pollock is going to come out and throw for Midland. Pollock leads the team in saves. He's their save specialist. He's got his seven saves. He appeared in the seventh inning of the first ball game for Midland. Shut down Hastings. He had a strikeout, and they hit into a double play. And there's a timeout there in game number one. So he becomes the fifth pitcher used by Midland here in the ball game. Hastings is trailing in the ball game 2-0. We're in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Mitchell Marquardt comes up there for Hastings and will take a strike there at the knees. Nothing at one. Marquardt grounded out. He's flown out to left field. He's hit into a double play. So Pollock is out there for the second time here today. He's a right-handed thrower from Midland. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for another strike in the outside corner. Nothing in two. Pollock started the day with a earned run average of 2.16, 1-1 on the season. Seven saves. Now he's thrown 26 innings. Next pitch just misses. One ball and two strikes. 26 innings. He's given up 15 hits, 6 runs, all 6 earned, 7 base on balls, and 39 strikeouts. Next pitch hit right to the third baseman on the hop. Fielded there. It goes across the diamond. It's going to be in time. Nice play there by Miguel Romalo for Midland. Picks the ball up on the hop there at third base and gets it across the diamond for the first out of this ninth inning of play. And now Jake Steets comes to the plate next. 5 base hits for Hastings in game number one. They've got 6 so far in game number two. But they're trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0. Here's the pitch to Jake Steets. Is going to be in there for the strike. Nothing in one. Steets has grounded out. He has struck out once, and he's flown out once. There's a ball hit right over the head of the second baseman. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up out there by Cole Gray in the right center field. So Jake Steets gets a base hit for Hastings. And now the tying run comes into play in the form of Drew Clark. Hastings trailing here 2-0. We're in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Drew Clark will come to the plate now for Hastings, a left-handed hitter working against the right-handed throwing Chris Pollock. Clark so far has grounded out once. He's flown out to center field, and he has struck out once. He's 0-for-3. Steets down there at first base takes his lead. He stays put. There's a ball hit in the air towards center. Cole Gray settles under it as he moves to his right and squeezes the ball as it comes down in his glove. So Drew Clark on one pitch is out as he flies out to center field. Now there's two men out here in the ninth inning. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our players of the game today. And we'll have our coaches post-game show before we get out of here. Hastings and Doan coming up on Thursday night. Actually, late Thursday afternoon, 4:15 for the pregame show. It'll be a 4:30 first pitch between Hastings and the conference leaders, the Doan College Tigers. Here comes Connor Thomas to the plate now for Hastings, and he takes a strike in the outside corner. So Chris Pollock throwing smoke to the plate as well. Boy, him and the last guy we saw, and Rob Wheeler, got some smoke as they come to the plate here. Connor Thomas looking at no balls and one strike with a man out at first base. Connor Thomas represents the tying run here at the plate. Thomas waiting on the pitch. Here it is from Pollock. Swung on and missed. 0-2. So Hastings down to their final strike here. Steets is your base runner down there at first. Connor Thomas waiting here at the plate as he taps the corner of the plate. Pollock looking in for the sign from Van Adler. There goes the runner at first base, and it's a cold third strike in the inside corner, and the ball game is over. A strikeout here by Chris Pollock, and that ends the ball game as Midland knocks off Hastings College in a tough battle here in game number two. Midland wins it by a score of 2-0. So Hastings drops both ends of the doubleheader here today. 4-0 in the first ball game, 2-0 in the second ball game. Hastings now 12-22 in the season, 6-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland improves to 35-14. They're now 14-2 in conference play. Again, Hastings drops the second half with a doubleheader, 2-0. The final inning for Hastings, they score no runs on a base hit, no errors, one left on base. We'll come back with a recap. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Hi, I'm Carrie Huber, the Project Director of ASAP in Hastings, and I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the National Drug Take Back Day on Saturday. On this day, you're invited to bring in your unused and expired medication or over-the-counter medication so they can be disposed of in an environmentally safe method. Medication should never be thrown into the garbage or flushed into the sewer system, as this has potential to reach our groundwater. On Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Medication Take Back Day will take place at South Heartland District Health Department located at 606 North Minnesota in Hastings. So please gather up all of your unused and expired medication and bring it to the National Drug Take Back Day. If you have questions, feel free to give me a call at ASAP at 402-463-0524. My number again is 402-463-0524. Sponsors for the Medication Take Back Day are South Heartland District Health Department, the Hastings Police Department, and ASAP, Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention. And we hope to see you on Saturday the 26th.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Mike Will back at the Smith Complex. Hastings College drops the second end of the doubleheader here today to Midland, losing by a score of 2-0. Final numbers in the ball game: Midland with 2 runs, 7 base hits, no errors. They leave 5 men on the base paths. Hastings with no runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They leave 6. Eric Antilla, the losing pitcher for the Broncos, he's now 0-5 in the season, but pitched well enough to win this, baby. 2 runs, he gives up, 7 base hits, 4 strikeouts, and 2 walks. We saw 5 pitchers out there for Midland today. Bennett Shills, also Kiefer Musel, Josh Rolls, Rob Wheeler, and Chris Pollock. As Pollock appears in both ball games today for Midland. Warriors scoring a run in the 4th and 1 in the 7th here in this second ball game to win it 2-0. They score 4 runs in the first game, 1 in the first, 2 more in the fourth inning and one in the fifth as they sweep Hastings today by the scores of 4-0 and 2-0. Stick around. We got the players of the game coming up next on the Coach's Postgame Show. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our postgame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Our Bronco postgame coverage continues with the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out online at hastingstribune.com.
So again, Hastings dropping both ends of the doubleheader today, 4-0 and 2-0. Not a lot of offense as far as players of the game are concerned here today. In the first ball game, Hastings getting a couple of base hits from Drew McGee. In that contest, Hastings had five hits altogether. Eric Antella had a base hit in that first ball game. Tyler Delafonte also with a base hit for Hastings in game number one. It was the losing pitcher Tyler Stender who went the distance in a seven-inning affair today and gives up four runs and six base hits, four walks, and a couple of strikeouts. For Hastings in game number two today, Trent Neal, he had a base hit. Drew McGee had a base hit as well for Hastings College. Connor Thomas had a base hit. Tyler Delafonte again with a base hit. And Tanner Campbell had a double in the contest today, a double and a single. It is four plate appearances, but Hastings dropping the second ball game by a score of 2-0. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
The Hastings Tribune has the spring sports covered. Bronco baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer, plus state and national sports. Also, local sports stories are available on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Get in the game and subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Our e-edition is free when you do. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
And today for Hastings College, I think the two starting pitchers who both went the distance in the ball games today. First of all, Tyler Stender in the first ball game. He went to seven innings today. He gave up four runs, six base hits, four walks, couple of strikeouts. And Eric Antella in game number two gives up just two runs, seven hits, four strikeouts, and two walks. Both guys probably pitched well enough to win both of those ball games today, but Hastings struggling a little bit offensively. So Tyler Stender and Eric Antella is going to be our players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The Coach's Postgame Show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. The Coach's Postgame Show is up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
It's time now for the Coach's Postgame Show on 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Now it's back to the diamond to talk to the coach.
All right, back here at the Smith Complex, Hastings College dropping both ends of the doubleheader today, 2-0 and 4-0, as Hastings assistant coach Blake Marquardt's going to join us on the postgame show. And coach, I'll tell you what, I think we played well enough to win here today, both ends of the doubleheader, if we just had a little bit of offense in this thing.
I agree. We definitely had a chance to win both of the games, and our pitchers kept us right there. Unfortunately, our hitters didn't come through in some crucial moments of the game to score some runs for us.
That's really been the case all season long, hasn't it? Just have not put all three phases of the game together?
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, we had enough hits, and we've put the bat on the ball well enough. Unfortunately, we just didn't score the runners that we had on base and left a lot of men on base.
A lot of called third strikes, too, I know.
We did, more than usual, and you know, unfortunately, that's just the name of the game. I think, you know, tip our hat to Midland, and they threw the ball pretty well over the plate today.
They had a pretty good pitching staff. We saw five of them here in the second ball game. A couple of those guys were real good.
They were. They had a good pitching staff, and again, I just tip my hat to them and their entire staff and their coaching staff. They do a well job with them.
Hastings again losing both ends of the doubleheader, 2-0 and 4-0. Coach Sponberg talked in the pregame show about maybe trying to find a reliable, consistent third and fourth starters. You couldn't ask for anything better out of Tyler Stender and also Eric Antilla today. Talk about both of those guys.
Tyler Stender's, he came back from last year, and we thought he'd fit into that number three role, and he's done a great job doing it so far. And then we were looking for a fourth starter, and Eric Antilla, we asked him to step into that role, and the last three outings he's had, he's gone the complete game where it's 10 innings or 9 innings, so we can't ask any more out of him, and he's put us in situations to win ball games.
Really didn't get into any major jam throughout the ball game, labored a little bit, but gave up a couple of runs. But you would hope your offense is going to produce a little bit more than what we had today.
Definitely. It's unfortunate because just a few games ago, we were able to put up several runs, and we're just inconsistent with our bats right now. So we just got to get back to being more consistent and put some runs up to help our pitchers.
This has got to give you guys, despite the loss, give you guys a little bit of a hope. At least you played one of the better teams in the conference today, to 4-0 and 2-0. This is a team that may cause some noise here in the next week or two.
I agree. I mean, we definitely came into in the ballpark today thinking we had a chance of winning two games against one of the top teams in the conference, and I think we proved to ourselves that we could do it. So we just fell short today.
What about defensively? Some good plays for you guys as well.
Yeah, all around. We played well. It was the sticks that fell short today, but defensively, and we pitched well, and we played the game of baseball. You know, they just played a little bit better than us today.
Again, Hastings losing 4-0 and 2-0 to Midland here this afternoon, this evening. We'll come back and chat more with the assistant coach for Hastings College, Blake Marquardt, right after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Get back here at the Smith Complex. Hastings dropping 2 to Midland today, 2-0 and 4-0. Talking with assistant coach Blake Marquardt. So now this busy week continues. You've got Doan, the conference leaders, coming in on Thursday. We've got Concordia, what could be a big series on Friday night to try to get us into the postseason tournament. Talk about the rest of the week.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have Doan on Thursday, which will be a tough opponent for us, but I think we'll be able to hang with them. I think in the past we've played them pretty hard. Going into Concordia, we're going to probably have our best arms going that day, so we have to give ourselves a chance to make the postseason here this year.
I think Hastings, a couple of wins over Concordia on Friday will probably push us into the postseason next week. And then, like Coach says, just line up 1, 2, 3, and 4 and see how long and how far we can go. Huh?
It definitely, yeah. Once we get in, it's just going to be our 1, 2, 3, line them up, and then play the best ball we can from there.
How do you approach this final week of the season? It's a tough, grueling stretch. You got 6 games here in a matter of 5 days. You just sweep this one under the carpet here tonight, get back to work tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to have to leave this. We'll think about it tonight, but then leave it behind us and then continue on through the rest of the week. We'll practice Tuesday, Wednesday, and compete against Doan on Thursday.
Just the consistency looks like is the entire problem for this team, whether it be pitching, hitting, defense. I know you come up with some errors in some ball games. You just can't put all three phases together.
Not yet, but hopefully by the end of the week we'll be able to put some things together and, you know, string a few wins together so we can make a postseason and make a run at it once we get there.
Okay, we'll see you later in the week. Blake Marquardt, the assistant coach for Hastings. Again, the Broncos dropping 2 games here today to Midland. Scores of 4-0 and 2-0 in the first ball game. Midland with 4 runs, 6 base hits, 1 error. They leave five men on base. Hastings with no runs, five hits, two errors. They leave five. Tyler Stender was the losing pitcher for Hastings. He's now 1-6 in the season. Second ball game again. The bats kind of quiet for the Broncos. No runs, seven base hits, one error. They leave six. Midland, two runs, seven hits, no errors. They leave five. Eric Antilla was the losing pitcher for Hastings. He's now 0-5 in the season. Pitched a pretty good ball game, though. Two runs given up, seven hits, four strikeouts, and two walks. More Bronco baseball coming your way later on in the week. As we mentioned, Thursday, Hastings will play Doan Friday night. Hastings will play Concordia with maybe a trip to the postseason tournament on the line. Both of those conference games, conference doubleheaders, get underway at 4:30 here at the Smith Complex. We'll be on the air with the Steve Sponberg Pepsi pregame show at 4:15. That'll wrap things up from the Smith Complex here this afternoon. For John Dibran, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for Bronco baseball coverage on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Bronco baseball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.